What we're going to do today is just go through the scriptures of Christmas. And so what's really cool about the Bible, it's not all written in one by one author in a sequential story. It's written by different authors, in fact, 40 different authors over 1,600 years, and all of it fits together. You'll see some of that today, but we're going to take the main scripture passages that talk about Christmas and the Christmas story. We'll read through them. We've got some of our kids that are going to stand over here, and they're going to, when they read, their verses will be up on the screen, but they will be outside of the passages that we're going to turn to. And they're Old Testament prophecies that came true. Now, only a few. We've only picked like four. There are 300 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled in his first coming. So we're just going to look at a few as we're reading through the story, and it fits quite nicely with what the text is saying. We're going to have them read those for us. And then on this side, just to spice it up a little bit, you know, we need a little spice in our Christmas this year. So you'll see some guys coming over here and one young lady come over here to read the parts of some of the characters. Now, we're not going to act it out and move around, but that'll kind of give us a different feel than me just reading the whole thing. I'll serve as the narrator. I'll read most of the text there. And mixed in with all that, we're just going to sing some songs that are fitting to what we're reading about. And so I think you're really going to enjoy it. Man, I've been looking forward to this. I'm really going to enjoy it. No message, no sermon today. So just enjoy it. No one's going to call you out. If you haven't been already given like a script and asked to read a verse, no one's going to ask you to do that. So you may be getting nervous right now. Don't get nervous. It's okay. We won't ask you to do anything. So let me first say Merry Christmas. I'm glad you're here. In our world, I saw like a satire. I don't know if you guys follow on Facebook or Twitter, Babylon Bee, but it's a it's just a satire site that's a Christian site, and it makes jokes about, you know, church issues. One of the things that it said was that there was a church that had decided to honor Jesus by canceling services on Sunday, and so it was, you know, satire, so it's not true. But we would find that quite offensive. Yet in many Christian homes, people who would call themselves followers of Christ, they cancel their service so that they can have time with their family. And so I just want to say I'm really proud of you for taking time and putting Christ in Christmas. And that's really exciting for me. So we're just going to get started. So if you want to grab your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, that's where we're going to be. Some of you have parts that you're going to come up here and get ready for that. If you didn't bring a Bible with you, there may be one underneath a seat. We're going to go through a few different verses. So if you want to grab that, there's a table of contents in the beginning that will help you find these passages. The first one is Luke chapter 1. You'll see that this is before Jesus' birth. This is an angel coming to Mary, telling her that she's going to have a son. Luke chapter 1, we'll start in verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said,
Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
And when she saw this, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her,
Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign. And
can I get you to do that again? Sorry.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
Then said Mary unto the angel,
How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and ye shall call his name Emmanuel.
And the angel answered and said unto her,
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
You can turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the angel that came to Mary is going to come to Joseph. Matthew 1:18 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying,
Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary for thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name.
The word of the prophets, centuries old. The birth of Messiah has been long foretold, that unto you, now unto you, Christ is come. Let all creation sing God's own Son. Oh, hail the newborn King. The Word made flesh now dwells among us. Christ is come. Those born in darkness have seen a great light. The Redeemer of our hearts has been born this night. Now unto you, Christ is come. Let all creation sing God's own Son. Oh, hail the newborn King. The Word made flesh now dwells among us. Christ is come. Prince of Peace, Yeshua, Messiah, Son of Man, Holy One, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, well, Comforter, Counselor, Author and the Finisher, Divine Truth Revealer, Deliverer, Healer, you are God. Jesus, you are God. Christ is come. Let all creation sing God's own Son. Oh, hail the newborn King. The Word made flesh now dwells among us. Christ is come. Christ is come.
All right. You can turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. We're going to read the first seven verses, Luke 2, 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel. Those going forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Because he was a house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Don't be shy. Make sure you sing out, okay?
Luke chapter 2, we're still there. We're going to pick it up in verse 8. It says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Thank you. case you don't know, that means glory to God in the highest. Luke 2, we're going to read verses 13 through 20 together. This is about the shepherds. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
"Let us now go into Bethlehem and see the things which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us."
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. I will continue in Luke chapter 2, verse 21 picks it up and says, "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, 'Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord,' and to offer sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed him and said,
'Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel.
And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother,
Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken again. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. All right, Matthew chapter 2 is the final passage that we'll read from. Matthew chapter 2, we'll start in verse 1, verses 1 through 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, the king to the brightness of thy risings. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praise of the Lord.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him,
In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not thee the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said,
Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Oh,
tell you what, Zoe, we'll do one more song, and then we'll go on. How about that?